This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here. We cover a lot of different things on the program, so make sure and check it every day. And, of course, we've got the podcast available afterwards as well at 541radio.com. Today, a look at the Greater Douglas United Way. Executive Director Brian Trinkle, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Well, your 70th annual giving campaign kicking off very soon. It's one of those things that you kind of ramp up the excitement, get the infrastructure going, and you're getting ready to kind of unleash it here in just a few weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. We're kicking off our campaign this year. Like you said, it's our 70th anniversary campaign, serving Douglas County for 70 years. It's just a monumental occasion for us to be able to be in that position. We're kicking off our event with a kickoff breakfast on Thursday, September 5th, but just being able to serve Douglas County and our people and our community for 70 years, seven decades of dedication, one life at a time, is pretty awesome.
You know, you think about 70 years ago. No, I wasn't anywhere close to being here. But you think about what, how much different things were back then, yet there were still needs there. They may have been different. They may have been solved in different ways than we might now. But there have always been folks that have been in need of some help, and there have been people who are willing to go out and provide that in the community for the 70 years.
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, Annette Rummel, my office manager, and myself, we were cleaning the upstairs storage room a few weeks ago, and we came across boxes with materials from the 50s and early 60s. We actually found the ledgers that they actually did. Ann Lesh was kind of the bookkeeper treasurer at the time, and just handwritten ledgers on paper, the old, you know, spreadsheets from the 50s and 60s. It was pretty cool to see. And yeah, the needs are still there. They've been consistent. A lot of those things are generational things that we have in our community. But yeah, we still are in the process and in the business of helping our people meet those needs.
You know, now we are so used to all our modern conveniences, especially of the last two decades. When you think about doing that by hand, and when you get to the bottom of a page and you made a mistake,
yeah,
and you're, I mean, this is like, you know, time to, you know, start over again. Oh my gosh. And I don't know if you noticed it in any of the materials you found. I always get a kick out of the graphics of the 50s and 60s.
Oh yeah, absolutely. When we're in the process right now of getting our campaign theme and our brochure ready for our 70th campaign, and we're trying to incorporate some things back in the 50s, you know, just recognizing seven different decades of being in our community. And yeah, the graphics, just some of the information. It was pretty cool to see just how the organization has changed, how our community, I mean, we see our campaign brochures, and some of the businesses that we're supporting there are no longer with us, and we've got businesses now that weren't there 70 years ago. So yeah, it's just exciting to be with an organization that's got the history that we do in our community.
But you do have a lot of businesses, a lot of people or families that have been involved in this, maybe not that many decades, but certainly a number of decades.
Absolutely, and that's one thing that I'm blessed to be on the radio today, because I do need your help. I need our community's help in helping kick off our campaign. I would love to hear some stories over the decades. I've only been in Douglas County since 2000. I've been with United Way since 2012, so I'm kicking off my 13th campaign. But I want to hear some success stories, some victories, some defeats, just how Greater Douglas United Way has impacted families and individuals over the years, long before my time, because that's the story that we want to tell this year, showing what we've done in the past, showing that we're still needed in our community, that there are still needs present today, so that we can be here for another 70 years.
And, you know, in recent campaigns, I mean, it varies every year, but there have been times that you have folks speaking at the campaign kickoff that are donors, they are doing well in the community, and maybe not everybody realizes that a decade back or however many years back, they really needed the help that was provided by United Way.
Yeah, absolutely. For example, I hope I'm not throwing my board president under the bus, but Robert McKim, he's with Umpqua Bank. He's doing well there, represents them well. He's my board president. He's been on our board for a few years. But his story, he's an alumni from Phoenix School. And just the stories that he shared with me, he wouldn't be where he's at today serving our community in the way that he is if it wasn't for Greater Douglas United Way and Phoenix School being present in his life a couple decades ago.
Wow. Well, it's always good to see and realize that the investment people make really isn't just, you know, addressing something that'll be back to be readdressed tomorrow, but it's something that can cause lead to generational change.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, there are things that we're plagued with, as many communities across our nation are plagued with, just generational things. It just happens in families from generation to generation that we just can't seem to get out of. But there are also, you know, we make poor choices at times in our lives that get us in a situation where we're needing some help. And our member agencies, like I've shared before, for 13 years being in this role, they are boots on the ground in the trenches, providing those services, impacting our people one heart at a time.
And what goes into putting the campaign together?
Well, we start off with staff. We get our board involved. Just, hey, what are we up against this year? We get with our member agencies, just tracking statistics and trends that we're seeing, needs that are out there. With this being, a 70th anniversary campaign, That's a pretty huge deal. So we're putting a little bit of special emphasis on just serving our community for 7 decades. But it's staff. We get our marketing guy in there, and then it's just about reaching out to communities, organizations, businesses, schools, and getting out there and just helping people just be educated about what Greater Douglas United Way is, what our agencies do, and how we serve our community.
Now, how many agencies do you have working under the United Way umbrella these days?
We've got 23 this year. Last year it was 24, but we had one that no longer is serving in our community. So we've got 23 member agencies, ranging anywhere from ADAPT, American Red Cross Boy Scouts, all the way to the other end of the alphabet. We've got Umpqua Homes Incorporated, Umpqua Valley Disabilities Network, and the YMCA, and a handful of agencies in between.
And you've got some that are tied to national organizations, some that are very local and very small.
Yeah, absolutely. For example, YMCA, Salvation Army, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, those agencies obviously have presence throughout our nation and other communities. And then we've got local organizations like the Fish Food Pantry. We have Compassionate Friends. Ann Stoltz is the lead volunteer there. It's a completely volunteer-led organization. They've only got a small budget, about $3,000. We give them every penny of that budget. And they're there to just assist families that have lost children and loved ones to suicide, survivors of suicide. So, and our agencies are everywhere in between.
Now, when you get connected with these agencies, what's the process for making sure that United Way donors' monies are being spent well?
Well, when we, first of all, we're independently audited every year by Wicks Emmett. They come in and they audit our books to make sure that every penny that we have coming in goes directly back out to where it's where it's designated to go. So those donors that do give to us and designate those monies to go to other organizations, rest assured those monies do go where they are intended to go. But we have a vetting process for our agencies. We have a group of 30 to 40 volunteers every year that help me and staff to go out and audit those agencies, kind of a mini audit, so to speak, just making sure that they're staying true to their mission, making sure that they're truly making an impact in our community, and making sure that they're just being wise stewards with the funds that they have coming in.
All right, we're going to talk more about United Way when we come back. Brian Trinkle, Executive Director of Greater Douglas United Way. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Coming up on tomorrow's program, we are going to take a look at another topic. It is Douglas County's park system. Summertime, everybody interested in the parks. Mark Wall is the County Parks Director. He'll unpack what's going on with county parks on Inside Douglas County Wednesday. Brian Trinkle, Executive Director of Greater Douglas United Way, the 70th Annual Giving Campaign. It kicks off, and you do this for the breakfast here just a few weeks from now.
Yeah, absolutely. We've teamed up again. Kelly Connect is our sponsor of that event. We've teamed up with Mariah, Kristen, Brett, and Brian Smith over at Splits and Ten Down. They're going to be hosting us again this year. I think it's our fourth year being over there. Just a great venue, great family, supports our community. So we'll be kicking off breakfast on September 5th. Starts at 7 a.m., but we'll probably start serving breakfast about 6:45 that morning just so we can get in, get the festivities done, and get people back out to work so they're not missing a whole lot of time away from the office in the morning.
So what happens other than breakfast during this time?
Well, we've got our breakfast. We kick off our theme, and I already said our theme this year is 70 years, 7 decades of dedication, one life at a time. So that's our theme this year. But we have breakfast, we have a keynote speaker that kind of shares their story and the importance of Greater Douglas United Way in their life and in their organization. And then Brian Prowitz and Sam Lee always kind of MC and help us with our auction. So we have a silent auction, kind of a frenzy. So yeah, that's kind of the festivities, just to kind of kick off, create a little bit of fun, a little bit of awareness, kicking off our campaign.
Now, if somebody wants to go to that, how do they get tickets?
They can stop by the office. They can check out our Facebook page, our website, and download the forms. Stop by the office, call the office, and we can send one out. We did send out about 300 invites. Tickets are $15, and that goes towards the food. All the money is raised at this event goes directly back out to our 23 member agencies in our community.
Now, you've got a fundraising golf tournament coming up right after that, about a week later. Tell us about that.
Yeah, a week later, Thursday, September 12th, we've teamed up with Bar Run, so they're hosting us. I think this will be our third year being out there. Great facility. So they're hosting us again. It's our 42nd annual Dave Johnson Memorial Golf Tournament. It's the longest running charity golf tournament in Douglas County. And we've got two new sponsors that are joining us this year. The four that were with us last year, Banner Bank, Oregon Pacific Bank, Umpqua Bank, and U.S. Bank, they're all back as major sponsors. And then we had Cascade Community Credit Union and Oregon Community Credit Union join us as major sponsors this year. Both of those organizations had been sponsors at lower levels in prior years, but they both joined us this year as major sponsors. So it's the first time we've ever had six major sponsors at our golf tournament, which is pretty cool. They're all financial institutions. It's going to be a lot of fun. And all the monies and proceeds raised at that event go to our member agencies as well.
Now, one of the keys for people who play golf, this tournament is on a weekday, therefore getting you out of work, quite possibly.
Yes, absolutely. It's a Thursday. It's a 10 a.m. shotgun start. I think registration starts about 9 o'clock. We'll be out there well before that. But Martin Condon, the executive chef that used to be with us at O'Toole's, he is now signed on with Bar Run, so he's going to be cooking up some grub for us both in the morning and throughout the day. It's just a great opportunity to, like you said, to get out of the office, to generate a little bit of monies for our member agencies to have some fun. We've got First Interstate Bank. They came in this year as closest to the pin contest. We're still looking for a sponsor for our hole-in-one contest. But yeah, it's just a great opportunity to have some fun and to serve our community in that way.
So how do people sign up for that?
Same way you can. We sent out a couple hundred invites on the golf tournament as well just a week or so ago. We have forms in our office. You can stop by. We've got the form on our Facebook page, and we can also email that out as well. So if you're interested in joining us this year, or if you've played with us in the past and you're wanting to play, just please do not hesitate to reach out, and we will get you hooked up.
As you go through the process of a campaign, you've got, maybe explain how it works in terms of, you work with a lot of companies and organizations in particular.
Yeah, the majority of our campaign, we're locally funded, we're locally operated. We receive no funding from the state or federal government. So what we raise for our campaign comes in locally. So the majority of our campaign comes, other than these two small events that does provide a little bit of money, the majority of our campaign comes from the working citizens of Douglas County through payroll deduction. So that's what I'm getting ready to do. I've already reached out to a couple of companies. I did have Jody Sir. He's the superintendent at North Douglas School District. He's already reached out to me. We got our campaign lined up in late August. I had Connections Case Management, which is one of our member agencies. They've already contacted me for a campaign presentation in August as well. But that's what it's all about, is just creating those relationships, strengthening the relationships that we have, establishing new relationships, and just giving the people the opportunity to be a part of the campaign through payroll deduction. There's a lot of people, just the working class, especially with the way the economy is right now, they can't afford to write a $100 check or a $200 check for a specific cause, but they can afford, you know, $2, $3, $5, $10 out of a paycheck throughout the year. So that's where we get the masses to be a part of our campaign, is through payroll deduction.
Now, for people who either aren't working or work a very small company, et cetera, how do they get in, and if they want to do a monthly donation?
They can talk to their employee. If they're working, they can talk to their employer to see if they would allow us to come in and give a presentation. If that's not a doable thing, then they can go onto our website. There's a donate page on our website, and they can give. It can be a recurring donation. It can be a one-time donation. We have established our roundup through Harness Giving. You can take a debit card or a credit card, just like when you go to a grocery store and they ask if you'd like to round up. We've got a system set up where if you register one of your debit or credit cards with our system through Harness Giving, it's a completely safe and efficient, encrypted way of giving. They will round up your purchases. Every time you use that card, they will round up your purchase to the nearest dollar, and they will save that till the end of the month, and then they will take that out of the account and send it directly to us. So that's kind of a cool thing. You can stop by the office and drop off a check. We've got a complete safe encrypted system where you can use your debit card or credit card in-house. You can mail in a donation. We've got a lot of retirees that give us one-time donations towards the end of the year just to help with some of their tax deductions at the end of the year. Lots of ways to give.
What's the constant of your job and just seeing the need that's out there?
Just trying to stay in tune with what's going on in the community. Whether it's homelessness, poverty. Like right now we're in fires, so we're in the process of starting up a COAD, which is Community Organizations Active in Disaster. We're trying to rekindle and reinvigorate those efforts in our community. We've got conversations going on with the CERT team. It's just being involved, just at the very core of our community. Just trying to keep a pulse of what's going on and trying to meet those needs as they happen.
And remind people what your website is and how to get connected.
Our website is gduway.org. Our number there at the office is 541-672-1734. We're located downtown, corner Cass and Jackson, in the old Ricketts Music Building. If you're downtown having lunch, meeting up with friends Monday through Friday, just stop by. We'd love to have a conversation with you. Those of you that are out there that would like to be involved in our campaign this year.
We're out of time. Okay. There we go. 12:57.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.